Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Bhakti Vedanta ki, Grantara, Srila Bhagavatam ki, Giriraj Maharaj ki, Janitai Go Premanande. Okay, so tonight we'll go from verses 14 to 26, well, the first chapter of Canto 10. I have your open book topics ready, so just remind me at the end of the class, and I can hand them out to everyone for this first section of the Bhagavatam. So welcome back to some of the old students, good to see your faces again. We almost forgot what you look like. Your names we know. Come a little bit earlier to Ravali, a little bit late. Try to be punctual. Okay, don't be late. Okay, so tonight, verses 14 to 26. The advent of Lord Krishna. What are the points that we've discussed from last night's class? The first part of the chapter. Anyone remember?
Only I told me that we discussed Dharma versus Bhakti. So Lord Krishna relishes Bhakti the most. Though he came to this world to establish Dharma, one of the Bhakti. And that would be a starting point to understand why he left.
Vrindavan is for enjoyment, and Dwarka is to express or to show Dharma how to act properly. Any other point? Yeah, so the main point coming out of the opening section of the first chapter is that one must develop Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. One must develop a taste for hearing about Krishna's pastimes. That is the point of hearing the 10th canto. We must develop a taste that we cannot live without hearing about Krishna's pastimes on a daily basis, a regular basis. Any other points?
Parikshit Maharaj was not able to tolerate the incident he had from Samit Muni, and he garlanded him with snake. But after he was cursed, and as soon as Sukadev Goswami starts Katha, again this point on how Katha is so nectarian that he forgot for 7 days to eat and drink. Sleep.
So here, Parikshit Maharaj is now asking Sukadev Goswami all the questions to explain more in detail about Krishna's pastimes and appearance.
Yeah,
very good. Yes, come on time.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like last week. Okay. Come on, boy, past that. Don't get me. Leela Maya was on time. Okay, so come on time. Any other points? Okay. Yeah, but
Vasa is expected for meetings, but one of the points. And mind disease is last. In Kiva is clearly Vasudeva.
Good. Good, yeah. So the main disease of the living entity is lust. Material consciousness, avidya. So this avidya, this material lust, all material qualities and properties in our consciousness are destroyed by hearing Vasudeva Katha, Krishna Katha. It is the primary source of purification. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Saranam. Shravanam is the first anga of bhakti, to hear about Krishna. Please come. Regular. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Not once a week.
Another point was detachment means attachment to Krishna, so you get all these material attachments.
Priya, don't come this late. I already said this at the beginning. Like I know it was his fault. I've chastised him. Right. Make sure. Okay.
attachment in our life means more attachment to Krishna and Krishna Katha. And this we all can realize as we advance in our Krishna consciousness. And we start losing taste in material things and therefore gaining higher taste in spiritual devotional service.
Good. Good point. Anything else?
Krishna comes down to give Balan prema. Maybe you said that you were talking about the Santa Sindhu, about the Goswami, and where the ecstatic emotions come out. One has to develop and identify that relationship with Krishna.
Very good. Anything else?
You mentioned about Sahaja means emotional, that is a positive thing. But whereas Prakriti Sahaja is means
you know,
emotional, which is negative.
Yeah. Nice. Good.
And when we have developed taste for hearing, we should not just keep it to ourselves, but preach. We must be enthusiastically teaching others. That is our movement to spread Krishna consciousness and help those people who need help.
Good. Everyone's getting important points. That's nice. Nice summary. Okay, so tonight we'll hear the continuation. Now we'll hear the response coming from Shukadev Goswami. Maharaj preacher has asked his questions, and now Shukadev Goswami will begin to respond and describe Krishna's last life. Suta Goswami said, O son of Bhrigu, Shaunaka Rishi, after Shukadev Goswami, the most respectable devotee, the son of Vyasadev, heard the pious questions of Maharaj Parikshit, he thanked the king with great respect. Then he began to discourse on topics concerning Krishna, which are the remedy for all suffering in the age of Kali. Jagannath Ram,
in this verse, the words Krishna Charitam, Kali Kalmasha Kitam, indicate that the activities of Lord Krishna are certainly the greatest panacea for all miseries, especially in the sphere of Kali. It is said that in Kali Yuga, people have only short lives and they have no culture of spiritual consciousness. If anyone is at all interested in spiritual culture, he is misled by many bogus swamis and yogis who do not refer to Krishna Katha. Therefore, most people are unfortunate and disturbed by many calamities. Srila Vyasadeva prepared Srimad Bhagavatam at the request of Narad Muni in order to give relief to the suffering people of this age. Kali Kalmashakvam. The Krishna consciousness movement is seriously engaged in enlightening people through the pleasing topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. All over the world, the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is being accepted in all spheres of life, especially in advanced educated circles. Srila Sukadeva Goswami is described in this verse as Bhagavata Pradhana, whereas Maharaj Parikshit is described as Vishnu Ratham. Both words bear the same meaning, that is, Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee of Krishna and Sukadeva Goswami was also a great saintly person and a great devotee of Krishna. Combined together to present Krishna Katha, they give great relief to suffering humanity. Anartho Pasamam Saksha Bhakti Yoga Adokshade Lokasya Janato Vidvans Chakre Satvata Samhitam. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth, Bhagavatam 1.7.6. People in general are unaware that the message of Srimad Bhagavatam can give all of human society relief from the pangs of Kali Yuga. Kali Kalmashak Nama.
Very good. What are the points here?
The activities of Lord Krishna are the greatest finisher of all the miseries. Now, sir, Bhagavad Gita just said that Jayanma Karma Chama is one knows the activities of pastime to Lord Krishna, he can overcome birth and death. So.
Hmm. Good. What else? So it's continuing from last night that
the symptoms of the age of Kali is that everyone is always unfortunate and they're always disturbed. That's a symptom of Kali Yuga. People are disturbed always, continuously. And we are unfortunate. That is the nature of the age. So then the only remedy for the suffering of the living entities is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because by absorbing your consciousness in the Bhagavatam, even though Maharaj Parikshit, you could say that he was disturbed, he was unfortunate, in the sense that he was, his life was about to end. Anyone else, you know, a materialistic person, most materialistic people would be greatly disturbed by that situation. You know? But Maharaj Parikshit, he was completely transcendental to the situation. Because he was so absorbed in hearing Krishna Katha. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the remedy. And when we become advanced in Krishna consciousness, we'll just absorb our consciousness in Srimad Bhagavatam. And we won't be disturbed by what's going on externally, according to the material body. Now you see Srila Prabhupada, he showed us this perfect example. Prabhupada translated up until chapter 14 of this canto. The day before he left on November the 14th, 1977, at 7:25 p.m. So Srila Prabhupada, on November the 13th, he was still translating. You see the footage. Jayadweta Swami is holding the microphone, the dictaphone, to Prabhupada's mouth, and Prabhupada is still translating Bhaktivedanta purports. And his body is emaciated. He has no strength in the material body. And he's whispering, and very hard, everyone's listening, trying to hear what Prabhupada is saying. But he's still dictating, because he's absorbed in the Bhagavatam until the very final days of his life. So this is showing us the example, that we also must become absorbed in Srimad Bhagavatam. So we practice Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam, means every day you should be hearing Bhagavat Katha, Krishna Katha. So if you can't come to the temple every day, now you can hear the lectures online. You can hear them in your home, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you can listen, because I think they have what are they called?
Live telecast.
Live telecast. Yeah. They have live telecast. And you can hear recorded lectures. I listen to lectures every day, practically. Very few days I don't listen to lectures. That's been my habit for many years. So every day you can listen to Krishna Katha. There is no obstacle. And the advantage of Kali Yuga is that we have all these machines and devices, which you can, the advantage of it is that you can load them up with Krishna Katha, and then you can just listen continuously. That is the great benediction. Just like His Holiness Subhag Swami. You see Subhag Swami is always walking around. He always has some sort of device on him. He's playing Prabhupada lectures all the time. So he's just listening like 24 hours a day practically to Prabhupada's lectures. So that is the way to spend our life and the way to absorb ourselves. So Parikshit Maharaj is showing us we should absorb ourselves to the very end. So we have two perfect examples. Because the first item of bhakti is Shravanam, and who personifies or perfects the anger of Shravanam? It is Parikshit Maharaj. And then who personifies or exemplifies the perfect example is Sukadeva Goswami, kirtan, chanting. So this is how we see the perfect example. So we need to follow this perfect example. That's what the Bhagavatam is teaching us. We should hear like Parikshit Maharaj, without distraction, not worrying about what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? When am I going to sleep? Absorbing ourselves completely. And like Sukadeva Goswami, just speaking Krishna Katha continuously to whoever we meet. Yari Deka, Tarikaha, Krishna Upadesh, Amara, Agaya, Guru Hana, Tarikesh. We need to get an opportunity to explain to people about Krishna. So this is the ideal example which is being shown. So if we follow this ideal example, all the material miseries and distress in our life will disappear. We feel alleviated. Just like all of us, we all know. We all have problems in our life. Hands up if you have problems in your life. Okay, one, two. Yeah, one, two. Perfect. Depends who you're married to, huh? Depends who you're married to. So, all of us have problems in our life. One or two devotees don't, that's okay. But everyone else basically has problems. So, what destroys the problems? Yeah, being absorbed. Yeah, we become inoculated. And then we don't become affected by the miseries which we experience. Any points?
Nitya is very strong community.
Really?
Yeah.
Not sure.
She wants David.
Really? Scary, huh?
Yeah.
Any other point? Do you have any problems in your life, Brenda? What problems do you have? Your mother?
Waking up early and going to sleep late.
Your father? These are your problems. Jai Krishna? So many problems. Okay. Srila Shukadeva Goswami said, O Your Majesty, best of all saintly kings, because you are greatly attracted to the topics of Vasudeva, it is certain that your intelligence is firmly fixed in spiritual understanding, which is the only true goal for humanity. Because that attraction is unceasing, it is certainly sublime. Okay, so, Jogesh, you like to read?
Krishna Katha is compulsory for Rajashi, for the Rajashi or executive head of government. This is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Imam Rajashayo Vidhu. Unfortunately, however, in the age of governmental power, is gradually being captured by third-class and fourth-class men who have no spiritual understanding, and society is therefore very quickly becoming degraded. Krishna Katha must be understood by the executive heads of government, for otherwise how will people be happy and gain relief from pangs of material life? One who has fixed his mind in Krishna consciousness should be understood to have very sharp intelligence in regards to the value of life. Maharaj Parikshit was Rajarshi Satama, the best of all saintly kings, and Sukadeva Goswami was Muni Satama, the best of the Munis. Both of them were elevated because of their common interest in Krishna Katha. The exalted position of the speaker and the audience will be explained very nicely in the next verse. Krishna Katha is so enlivening that Maharaj Parikshit forgot everything material, even his personal comfort in relation to food and drink. This is an example of how Krishna conscious movement should spread over the world, all over the world, to bring both the speaker and the audience to the transcendental platform and back home, back to God.
So any points?
Prabhupada is indicating to us we must be good students of Srimad Bhagavatam and expert teachers also.
What does it mean to be a good student? What does it mean to be a good student?
Studying
coming regularly to the classes and being on time. Yeah. No, because these are actually important points. Because if you're not coming regularly, you'll see a difference in your consciousness. We all experience it. You've told me many times. I experienced it myself. And coming on time means respect for the deity, because the Bhagavatam is a deity, it is not different from Krishna. So if you're coming late, it's like bringing the deity's offering late. You won't go on to the altar late. Yeah, you won't bring Radha Balava's offering late. So if you're coming late to the class, it means it's a lack of respect for Krishna, directly. So these are important elements of respecting and hearing the Bhagavatam. What else is there?
Emphasizing that the government should be like that, you know, those two people, like Imparikshit and Sri Krishna, and they should all be conversing with the Vedic knowledge, and they should apply, and then everybody will be there.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, so Prabhupada has explained to us that if the leaders are like this in the whole world will become peaceful. The world's not peaceful at this point in time. No. I don't have a television. I hope that many of you don't also. There's televisions. It's a waste of human life, basically. And I know that when I watch the news, which is once in a while I'll see the news somewhere, it's just all the problems in the world. Right? And the world is lacking peace. Why is the world not peaceful? Because the leaders are not Krishna conscious. So Maharaj Parikshit, he was so powerful, he had control of the whole world at that point in time. So when someone is powerful and they have that kind of government where they actually have control of the citizens, they don't let the citizens deviate into materialistic consciousness so much. Whereas these days, the government encourages people to engage in sinful activity. They sponsor the advertisements for cigarettes and alcohol and all of these things. Just like I was at my mother's place and they had the Australian Open was on. So we were watching the tennis. And then every time there was an ad, because every time, you know, they change ends, they put an ad on. So every ad was beer and meat. And this was it. Every ad. Like in the two or three ads they could have in that piece of time every 6 or 7 minutes or whatever it was. So the government is allowing and sponsoring these things, encouraging the citizens, yes, do these things more. So it's the exact opposite of what King Parikshit was like. Because we read back in the first canto, when Parikshit Maharaj saw that the cow was being beaten, the bull was being beaten, immediately he was going to behead the perpetrator. Whereas these days, they organize it. The government organizes these things. So when we have leaders like this, the world becomes peaceful. Now, how will the leaders become like this? They'll become like this when they meet the Hare Krishna devotees. Therefore, you have to preach to the leaders. And you see the Prabhupada, he always used to say to his disciples, bring me the leaders. He would always say that. Bring me the leaders. He would always say, bring me the scientists and bring me the scholars. And you see many of the conversations Prabhupada had were with famous people, scholars and leaders and like that. So Prabhupada was saying, because if you could change those people, then you can change society. Of course, people aren't very interested these days, but still we have to try. So, any points?
This hence highlights the importance of developing a Brahmanical society within this common. We qualify preachers like what we read yesterday.
What we what?
Like what we read yesterday in last time, to be qualified preachers.
So how do we develop Brahmanas within ISKCON?
We gotta develop Brahmanas within ISKCON by first setting an example for others to follow.
But in the practical way, how do we develop Brahmanas in ISKCON?
Teach.
Yeah. Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarvabhauma. This was Prabhupada's formula for creating Brahmanas. That's what this whole forum is for. That's why we do this. Because it makes the devotees Brahminical and qualified to become preachers themselves. Yeah. The Prabhupada said that temples are educational institutions. That's the whole point of the temple. Otherwise, the temple has no purpose or no function. It loses its potency without education. So to create Brahmanas, we need these kind of educational opportunities. That's why we're encouraging devotees, take this seriously. This is not... You know, we say, anyone who wants to come, they can come. But you should take it seriously. If you're going to come, then take it seriously. Purify your consciousness, and then you'll have effect on purifying others also. So, anything else? Okay. The Ganges, emanating from the toe of Lord Vishnu, purifies three worlds. The upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. Similarly, when one asks questions about the pastimes and characteristics of Lord Vasudev, Krishna, three varieties of men are purified: the speaker or preacher, he who inquires, and the people in general who listen. So what of a wonderful one.
It is said that tasmat puram prabhavyade jinyasa shraye uttama. Those interested in understanding the transcendental subject matters as the goal of life must approach the bona fide spiritual master. Tasmat Guru Prabhupada. One must surrender to Sadguru, who can give right information about Krishna. Herein, Maharaja Parikshit has surrendered to the right personality, Sukadeva Goswami, for enlightenment in Vasudeva Kala. Vasudeva is original personality of Godhead, who has unlimited spiritual activities. Srimad Bhagavatam is a record of such activities, and Bhagavad Gita is the record of Vasudeva speaking personally. Therefore, since the Krishna consciousness movement is full of Vasudeva Kata, anyone who hears, anyone who joins the movement, and anyone who preaches will be purified.
Anything else? The Ganges, when it comes, it purifies all three planetary systems. So it's symbolic. So then it is said, the speaker, the listener, the inquirer, they get purified. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says in his commentary, the speaker gets the most purified. Because when you're speaking the Bhagavatam, you have to concentrate the most. You don't miss so much. And then, the person who inquires, not someone who's just passively listening, but someone who's actually inquiring, what about this, what about that? When we're listening, we should be questioning continuously, and trying to understand the philosophy, as Prabhupada says, from different angles of vision. And then, the one who just listens, they also get purified. So, in descending order. So therefore, as I said the last couple of classes, Burujan Prabhu said to me, if you want to learn something, you have to teach it. Then you really learn it. That's why, that's my main motivation for facilitating this course. Is because then I really have to study carefully. To understand it to the best of my ability. And then I can explain it to others to the best of my ability. So the person who gets purified the most is the speaker, then the person who inquires, who's listening very carefully, and then the person who listens, in descending order. So it means all of us should become preachers and teachers. Even if you're just teaching your children. Just like today, I was staying, I stay at Krishna Guitar's house, down on the bottom floor, and then above me there's Sri Yashoda and Kripa Siddha's wife.
Son?
Yeah, his wife's up there. Yeah, Sri Yashoda. So they're up there, they're having like a kids play group, which they hold up there on the second level. So, very conducive for my study. I'm trying to study the Bhagavatam like a whole kid's rumpus room just above me. But it's transcendental because it's Krishna's kids. But I hear them, they're teaching the kids. And then they were saying today, they say, okay, now we're all going to chant japa. So they make it like a game. But then the kids, you can hear them all like, Hare Krishna, make it like fun for them to chant, to encourage them. So then the Bhagavatam says, don't become a mother, a father, a teacher, a guru. Don't become any of these things unless you can deliver your dependents. So that is the purification. Even if we are just a parent, not just a parent, but if we're a parent, then we get purified by teaching our children about Krishna. So everyone is a teacher, not just the person who gives the Bhagavatam classes and these things, but everyone in this time is a teacher. You're a preacher. You have this opportunity. And when you do that, you become the most purified. So it's your responsibility to take your children back to Godhead, to take your husband back to Godhead, to take your wife back to Godhead, to take everyone in this universe back to Godhead. Even Brenda. That's difficult. Any other points?
Spiritual realization is only possible when we surrender to Guru and Krishna.
Probably then was the verse when his sister Maharaj was talking to Vidurji, and they said that Mother Ganges purifies those who take bath in the,
yeah,
in the water, but the saintly persons, is because he carries the Lord in his heart, so he purifies everybody who associates him. So, where do we go here? When he said the speaker gets more purification. So,
yeah, all means that.
They were saying Mother Ganges is less purifying than the selfie person. That's what he was trying to say there.
Yeah, they said there are statements like that, that even more purifying than the Ganga is the association of the pure devotee. So it just depends on your consciousness, that's all.
Okay.
The Ganga can purify you completely if you're in the right consciousness. Right? And a saintly person can purify you completely if you're in the right consciousness. You know, lots of people got Prabhupada's association, but they didn't become pure devotees yet. And Prabhupada was a pure devotee. And there's many advanced, like when we have two sannyasis in the temple right now. So there's very advanced devotees in our movement. You might get the association, but you might not become purified because your consciousness is not correct. So you can be in the Ganga or you can be with a pure devotee, but it's up to you how you take advantage of their association. Any other points?
Purification also depends on how seriously we take the instructions of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And if we are 100% sincere to the best of our ability, then purification is much easier. And that also means similarly, if we go with the correct consciousness to take bath in Ganges, that is pure purification. And if our consciousness is contaminated, then we don't get the full benefit of even taking bath in Ganges.
Once, okay, so now the pastime begins. So up until now we have the prelude, or the glorification of hearing Krishna Katha. Now we're going to hear the pastime of Krishna descending into the material world. Shri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki
jai.
Once when Mother Earth was overburdened by hundreds of thousands of military phalanxes, of various conceited demons dressed like kings, she approached Lord Brahma for relief. Awesome. Leela Ma, you'll have to read them.
When the world is overburdened with unnecessary military arrangements, and when various demons are the individual protect of state, this burden causes the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Yada Yada Dharmasya Glanit Pavati Bharata, whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice or discernment of Bhava and a predominant life of religion, at that time I appear myself. When the residents of this earth become atheistic and godless, they descend to the status of animals like dogs and hogs, and thus their only business is to bow among themselves. This is Dharmasya Glani, deviation from Golden Life. Human life is meant for attaining the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness. But when people are godless and the presidents or kings are unnecessarily puffed up with military power, their business is to fight and increase the military strength of their different states. Nowadays, therefore, it appears that every state is busy manufacturing atomic weapons to prepare for a third world war. Such preparations are certainly unnecessary. They reflect the false pride of the heads of state. That the real business of the chief executive is to see the happiness of the mass of people by training them in Krishna consciousness in different divisions of life. Tatur Vanyam Mana Shastram Guna Karma Vibhavasha. A leader should train the people as Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras and engage them in various occupational duties, thus helping them progress towards Krishna consciousness. Instead, however, rogues and thieves in the guise of protectors arrange for a voting system. And in the name of democracy, they come to the power by hook or crook and exploit the citizens. Even long, long ago, asuras, persons in God consciousness, became the head of state. And now this is happening again. The various states of the world are preoccupied with arranging for military strength. Sometimes they spend 65% of the government's revenue for this purpose. But when should people's hard-earned money be spent in this state? Because of the present world situation, Krishna has descended in the form of Krishna consciousness movement. This is quite natural, for without the Krishna consciousness movement, the world cannot be peaceful and happy.
Hmm.
So what are the points here?
Varnashram.
Yeah, that's ideal. That people follow. Yeah, that's ideal. So, Krishna comes whenever he sees there's a decline in religion. So we see that Mother Earth, she approaches Brahma. She says, now we are overridden with unnecessary military phalanxes. So therefore, she approaches Brahma and asks that, please, you bring the Lord to this material world so that he can rectify the situation. So the first question that usually comes to the devotee's mind is, where is Krishna right now? Because the material world is chaotic. There is an overburden of unnecessary military power, and there is demoniac consciousness on the surface of the earth. So then devotees always ask, so where is Krishna? So the answers are obvious. Krishna himself came 500 years ago in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's in Lord Brahma's time frame. Krishna has just been here a few moments ago, so that's one answer. It says in the Bhagavatam, in the first canto, third chapter, at the end of the third chapter, the sages ask, the sixth question which is asked by the sages in the first chapter is called Questions by the Sages. The sixth question is, where is Dharma and Jnana, knowledge now, that Krishna has left the earth? Where are they? So the answer which is given is that Jnana and Dharma reside within the stream of Bhagavatam in the Kali Yuga. So Krishna is here in the form of Bhagavatam. And the more Bhagavatam is spoken, the more the world becomes purified. Kali Kali, Nama Rupe, Krishna Avatar. In the age of Kali, Krishna is incarnated as Nama Rupe, the form of the holy name. So Krishna is here right now in the form of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So Krishna is here in many forms. Krishna is personally present right here in Melbourne, just behind us, in the temple, in the form of Radha, Vallabha, Gaur-Nitai, Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra, and the other deities that are on the altar. So Krishna is personally present in multiple forms. And finally, he sends his... if he is not personally present, you can say, well, Krishna is not here right now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has gone to the next universe, but he sends his pure representative, more Senapati Bhakta. Prabhupada himself has come within most of our lifetimes. He's been here, personally present on the planet. And he has left ISKCON, and Prabhupada says ISKCON is his body. It is none different from Prabhupada in a sense. So as long as ISKCON is healthy and spreading, then Krishna is manifest on this earth. So therefore, irreligion can be turned back, a dharma can be stopped by the presence of the Hare Krishna movement, if it remains pure and powerful. Now, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he explains to us in his commentary that Mother Bhumi, she goes to visit Lord Brahma, to ask Lord Brahma to approach Lord Vishnu. Now, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, he makes the comment that this is not Lord Brahma in Satyaloka, because in Satyaloka, in the very top of the universe, that's in the northern part of the universe. So north is that direction. So you look up, if you see the Milky Way out in that direction, Lord Brahma's planet Satyaloka, which is the highest place in this universe. He does Earth does not go to that place, because Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains there was a pastime where one king took his daughter, Revati, to Lord Brahma, and by the time they got there, and they spoke to Lord Brahma, which is only several minutes or a short period of time, Brahma, then yugas had passed down here on Earth. So it is not that Mother Earth went all the way to Satyaloka. It is said there is another form of Brahma who is residing on the side of Mount Meru. So they approached there, and then from that place, then they went to collect the demigods, and then they went to pray to Lord Vishnu. So it's a technical point or comment which is made by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Any points?
But Lord Vishnu wouldn't be outside of the whole planetary system. And it wouldn't take like also a huge amount of time to go there and talk to him. Like the yogas, you said the yogas are passing.
No, Lord Brahma. Not Vishnu, Lord Brahma.
But when did they go to the demigods?
They're about to go now to the ocean of milk. There's one planet within this universe where Shiradaksha Vishnu resides, where Vishnu himself. What's that?
Like a small island or something like that.
Yeah, it's a planet. There's a planet. It's Swetadvi, and they go to that planet, and then on that planet there's an island in the milk ocean. And the Lord's on top of that island. So they're just about to go there. Yeah. Yeah.
I understand now from you that Mother Earth came from Satyaloka and she has gone to a place in near Mount Meru, right? So, though it's technical, right, Mother Earth has got all powers and she is completely, so she can be easily go to Satyaloka in a few seconds or whatever it is. And
yeah, but the time's different, that's the point.
Why this is,
because the time is different. By the time she goes up there and she says there's a problem on Earth, by the time they come back to Earth, the problem's gone. Yugas have passed. So she can go up to such a logger, but then it changes everything down here. So time is different there.
Should we say time is more powerful than
time? Time works differently in different places in the universe. That's the point. On Swagaloka, then 6 months is one day. 6 months here is one day up there. So, and then if you go to Brahma's Loka, then everything passes in a very quick time.
You mean to say the Mother Earth has got no restrictions? If she wants, she can go.
Yeah, she can go up there, but by the time she gets up there, too much time will pass. She can go there if she wants.
But who would want that in Mother Earth? Yeah.
Mother Earth assumed the form of a cow. Very much distressed, with tears in her eyes, she appeared before Lord Brahma and told him about her misfortune. So why did she take the form of the cow? Yeah, because it is the Lord's favorite form. Krishna is attached to the cows, and the cows represent Dharma. They are Dharma personified. All 33 million demigods reside in the body of the cow. So when you circumambulate the cow, practically the whole universe becomes circumambulated. They are so pure and so auspicious, the cows. So therefore, especially the cows at our farm, very powerful, extremely powerful. She takes the form of a cow to incite the Lord's mercy, or Brahma's mercy. Because whenever the cows are there, a religious person becomes very inclined towards the cows. Thereafter, having heard the distress of Mother Earth, Lord Brahma, with Mother Earth, Lord Shiva, and all the other demigods, approached the shore of the ocean of milk. Jagan Prabhu.
After Lord Brahma understood the precarious condition of the earth, he first visited the demigods headed by Lord Indra, who are in charge of various affairs of this universe, and Lord Shiva, who is responsible for annihilation. Both maintenance and annihilation go on perpetually under the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinasaya Dushkritam, those who are obedient to the laws of God are protected by different servants and demigods, whereas those who are undesirable are vanquished by Lord Shiva. Lord Brahma first met all the demigods, including Lord Shiva. Then, along with Mother Earth, they went to the shore of the ocean of milk, where Lord Vishnu lies on a white island, Swetadvip.
Any points?
So before he approaches the Lord, then he collects the demigods. Because
Krishna is so powerful, Krishna can destroy everything himself. Momentarily.
He doesn't need a battle of Kurukshetra. The battle of Kurukshetra took 18 days to fight. Krishna could have just demolished everyone instantaneously. Just by his ichcha shakti means just his desire, everyone is destroyed. The whole universe can be destroyed by Krishna instantaneously, can be reassembled instantaneously. So he doesn't need to have all these demigods in order to reestablish Dharma. He can do it himself. But for the purpose of lila and for the purpose of giving association, then he allows all the devotees to become involved. So then Lord Brahma goes and collects everyone. He gets Lord Shiva. He gets all of the Indra, which means all the demigods, they come. And they all go together. And then the instruction which will be given in a few moments' time is that the Lord, he manifests in Brahma's heart. He says, tell them all to appear in the Yadav dynasty. And then they can come with me and they can assist me and they can get my association. They'll become purified by my association and they can assist me in re-establishing Dharma. So it makes it more enjoyable. I mean, Krishna can just go there and he can just destroy all the demons and then that's it, everything's finished. But it's more interesting, it's more stimulating, and it attracts our attention. Okay, the battle went for 18 days, right, and this happened and that happened. Well, if you read the Mahabharata, most of the Mahabharata is just the 18 days of the battle. Who fought with who, what happened, and everyone, you know, if you have a little bit of Kshatriya spirit, it's very relishable. You know, if I had it just said on the first day, Krishna looked at everyone and everyone just died. That's it, end of the story. It's not very interesting. So for Leela, then Krishna, he performs this pastime. So the demigods are being collected. And Krishna's eternal associates, we hear this explained within the 10th canto, Krishna's eternal associates, they're the members of the Yadav dynasty, and the demigods, as partial, how to explain it? It's like you read sometimes in the Lord's pastimes, in Lord Chaitanya's Leela and Krishna's Leela, that several personalities enter into one form. So the demigods, they enter into the forms of the Yadav dynasty, the eternal associates. So the eternal associate is there, along with the Devata, who is a sadhaka, who is a becoming purified by the Lord's association. So what do we call this? Achincha Shakti. It's inconceivable. How can two people be in one body? Right? How can four people be in one body? Sometimes it's said like that. Sometimes there's like Vasudev Datta, and then say he's Prahlad Maharaj. And then it'll say he's also this personality and that personality and this like that. How is all this possible? Or it says that Ramananda Roy, or it says that Bhavananda Roy, who's the father of Ramananda Roy, it says then it's like Pandu Maharaj, and it's this person, that person, and so many different personalities are in there. So how is that possible? It's the Lord's potency. What's that? Yeah, Advaita Acharya also. Yeah, so many personalities. Even some people in this room, sometimes we think they have two people in them. I don't know if that's the same thing, but
only two.
Yeah, well, I was being kind. Okay. I didn't want to commit offences. But sometimes I wonder. I can see at least four. I'm not looking at any particular people, but I can see. So it's described by the Acharyas that the demigods were ordered. You enter into these forms. The demigods are ordered by the Lord himself. You enter and then you can assist me in the pastimes. It makes the pastimes much more captivating. After reaching the shore of the ocean of milk, the demigods worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the master of the whole universe, the Supreme God of all gods, who provides for everyone and diminishes everyone's suffering. With great attention, they worship the Lord, Vishnu, who lies on the ocean of milk, by reciting the Vedic mantra known as the Purusha Sukta.
So, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, can you please read it?
The demigods such as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, King Indra, Chandra and Surya are all subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aside from the demigods, even in human society, there are many influential personalities supervising various businesses and establishments. Lord Vishnu, however, is the God of Gods, Parameshwara. He is Param Purusha, the Supreme Being, Paramatma. As confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5.1, Ishvara Param Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Krishna, known as Govinda, is the Supreme Controller. He has an eternally blissful spiritual body. No one is equal to or greater than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he is described here by many words, Jagannath, Devadeva, Vrishakapi, and Purusha. The supremacy of Lord Vishnu is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.12 in this statement by Arjuna, Param Brahma Param Dhamma, Pavitam Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Sashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original, and you are the unborn of all pervading beauty. Krishna is Adi Purusha, the original personality of Godhead, Govinda Mahati Purusham, Tamam Bhajami. Vishnu is the plenary expansion of Lord Krishna, and all the Vishnu Tattvas are Parameshwara, Devadeva.
Any points there?
What is the name here? Vrishapati.
Which one?
Vrishapati. He's called Jagannath, Devadeva, Vrishapati, and Purusha.
Vrishapati. Vrisha. Vrisha generally means like the bulls. Kapi. Where's Kat? Doesn't Kapi? Refers to monkey. I'm not sure what the word means. Does anyone know the meaning of the word?
Yeah, it is in the slogan. He's mentioning that word to word meaning. The supreme person, Vishnu, who provides for everyone and diminishes everyone's suffering.
Okay.
Vrishakapi.
Okay. So, this verse is establishing the Lord's supremacy. The demigods could have done this job. They could have gone to earth and they could have killed certain personalities if they're empowered by the Lord. But the devotees, they like to see the Lord do these things himself. And some of the demons were so powerful, only the Lord could destroy them. So this shows the Lord's supremacy. And the whole point of the Bhagavatam is to show that of all persons, the Adi Purush is Krishna. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And everyone else is simply his part and parcel. So the whole point of the Bhagavatam is to show that he is the supreme. So they go to him, they go to the Supreme Lord, and they say, please, you rectify the situation. Other personalities could have done it, maybe, but better that the Lord does it. And then we get to understand who is the supreme personality within the creation. The Bhagavatam is very clear on this point. Okay. While in trance, Lord Brahma heard the words of Lord Vishnu vibrating in the sky. Thus he told the demigods, O demigods, hear from the order of Shri Dakshaya Vishnu, the supreme person, and execute it attentively without delay. So Prabhupada makes an interesting point within this purport. He says that instruction is received by qualified persons. So even to this day, Prabhupada writes this actually. He says that when he's talking about the samadhis of the acharyas in Vrindavan, just like if you go to the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, hands up if you've been to the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. Okay, so then you've been to Prabhupada's samadhi. So if you go to Prabhupada's samadhi, Prabhupada is there. You can even receive instructions from him. Prabhupada says that he writes about this. He says when you go to the samadhis of the acharyas, he said if someone is a little advanced, you don't have to be a very, very advanced devotee, you're just a little advanced in Krishna consciousness. He said you can receive instructions in your heart from these great personalities. Hey, Brinda. I need you guys to sit down and concentrate. Okay. So, hey Prabhu, come on. Too much noise. So, Prabhupada says, even if you're a little advanced, then you can receive instructions from these great personalities in your heart. It may not be like we're talking to each other now, directly face to face, but you can receive guidance and instructions. They can give you very clear instructions. You know, if you go to Prabhupada Samadhi in Vrindavan, sometimes Prabhupada will give you very clear instructions. Or if you go to Rupa Goswami Samadhi, like that. Or if you go before the deities, sometimes the deities will give you very tangible reciprocation. So, Prabhupada says, you're a little advanced. So, Brahma, he was there. It's too distracting. Mataji? Otherwise, he'll let you go outside. Too distracting. So, Lord Brahma, he went before Lord Vishnu. They went to this Svetadrip planet. And at the Svetadrip planet, it is said the demigods could not see the Lord, but the Lord was right there in front of them. But because they weren't purified, they could not see his transcendental form. But he could hear Lord Brahma, he meditated, and while meditating, he heard the Lord speak within his heart, in his consciousness. And when he heard the Lord, then he turned to the demigods, he said, the Lord has instructed that all of us appear on earth in the Yadu dynasty, and we assist the Lord in his pastimes. Now, Prabhupada explains, the only way you can see the Lord is by developing prema, or love for Krishna. When you have love for Krishna, you can see Krishna directly. And Lord Brahma says this in Brahma Samhita, Premanjanach Charita Bhakti Valochanina. When you have eyes which are tinged with bhakti, or pure devotion, then you can see Krishna face to face. But the demigods at this point in time, they're not pure enough to see Krishna directly. Therefore, they can only receive instructions from the Lord. But when we become pure, then we can see Krishna face to face. You can actually see the form of the Lord, and the Lord can directly instruct you. Just like in 1977, the devotee said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, please stay with us. Because it was apparent that Prabhupada was going to leave this world. And Prabhupada said, I will ask Krishna. And Prabhupada closed his eyes, and then about 4 minutes later he came back, and he said, Krishna said he has left the choice up to me. So Prabhupada can see Krishna directly, and he can speak to Krishna directly. Why? Because the eyes are tinged with love. So the whole point of the Bhagavatam is to develop prema, or love. When you develop prema, you can see Krishna directly, in his original form. So, any points?
You know, people say that, you know, sometimes they get some intuition and they do things and if they comes out real good, I mean, right way. So, I mean, that could be the, we call it intuition, but it must be the instruction from the Lord.
Chaiti Guru, Paramatma. Prabhupada says that when devotees become purified, they get instructions from Paramatma. So all of us do that. All of us, sometimes Paramatma gives us very clear instructions. But on our level, we can't say, I'm only following Paramatma. I remember there was one devotee here many, 20 years ago, he was in the temple, and he used to say all the time, Paramatma is telling me this, Paramatma is telling me that, and now he's not even practicing. He doesn't even come around anymore. So Paramatma told him, go out and get into Maya. So Prabhupada says, on our level, we need to constantly, we may get inspiration and instruction from Paramatma, but then you have to check it with the external gurus, the Diksha Guru, the Shiksha Gurus. And then you can know if it's real or not.
And when it comes out right way, then
you think
that it must be from the Lord.
It might be from the Lord, but it might not be from the Lord also.
So. That's true. But if it is according to Shastra and Guru,
yeah, we have to check with someone more advanced. Then, yeah, it might have just been good luck or good fortune that it turned out right. Next time, maybe it doesn't turn out right. It might be Paramatma. I mean, some devotees are on the level where they can pretty much take inspiration and instruction from Paramatma. But if we all do it, then things will become difficult. Because we're not all qualified to do it. But Paramatma is there, part of our life. Just like Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, when a devotee becomes more advanced, he might be walking down the road and he sees a deer in front of him. And then he thinks to himself, if the deer turns to the right, Krishna is pleased with me. And if the deer turns to the left, then Krishna is not pleased with me. You know. And in my life, also things like that all the time. You know, sometimes I'm walking somewhere and I see a bird or something. And I think if the bird does that, then Krishna is telling me that. And if the bird does that, he's telling me that. And then you know what happens.
That's too much. That's too much to expect.
Yeah, but then...
That's gambling.
It means that you take these things as indications. Because Krishna is constantly speaking to us. So you take it as indication from Krishna. You don't base your whole life on it. You know, major instructions in the spiritual life, you approach your Diksha Guru or your Shiksha Guru. Like that. But day-to-day things, you can do those things all the time. Okay, you can try it and see.
I see it only after I see the result.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, things you just thinking in mind, you know, or instructions from Krishna or indications of Krishna, these things can happen all the time.
Sometimes intuition comes and you think whether it is right or not, you think. And then when it comes right according to the Guru and Shastra, then you think, well, that must be from her. So I see all the angles. Then I decide that it is from her.
Okay. Maybe write a book and then we can all
understand
it. Everyone has a different system. So. But the basic system is you follow Guru, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. That's the basic system. Lord Brahma informed the demigods, before we submitted our petition to the Lord, he was already aware of the distress on earth. Consequently, for as long as the Lord moves on earth to diminish its burden by his own potency in the form of time, all of you demigods should appear through plenary portions as sons and grandsons in the family of the Yadus. So Prabhupada explains in the purport that basically the material world is a reformatory center. Why do we come to this material world? To reform our consciousness. Because we were originally pure devotees of Krishna. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema. Or Jivera Sarupahoy, Krishnera Nitya Das. All of us were eternal servants of Krishna. But then we became deviated. We came to this material world. And then we engaged in improper activities. And now we're contaminated and we find ourselves in the material world. But the point of the material world is to... be punitive or to punish us so that we will turn back to Krishna. So it is said here that some of the demigods have left the spiritual world like us, and actually in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says when you first leave the spiritual world you become a demigod or a Lord Brahma, a very high placed personality, and then by association with the modes of nature then you come down to lower species of life. But originally we were with Krishna, we left Krishna, and now these demigods, who have also left Krishna like us, they're taking birth within the Yadu dynasty and having an opportunity as sadhakas or practitioners in the Lord's association to perfect their consciousness. And then by perfecting their consciousness, you can go back to Krishna. Prabhupada explains that in the next couple of purports, that when we are ready, or we're getting very close to going back to Godhead, we take birth in the universe where Krishna is currently performing his pastimes, and we directly get his association as a form of very advanced sadhana. And then we practice serving Krishna in the association of his eternal associates, and then we become perfect. When we become perfect, you can go to Goloka Vrindavan. And in Goloka Vrindavan, you stay eternally situated in Krishna's service. So Prabhupada has explained that we come to the material world, we become purified, and then as a form of sadhana, then you go to associate with the Lord once again. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has full potency, will personally appear as the son of Vasudeva. Therefore, all the wives of the demigods should also appear in order to satisfy him. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur makes a comment that the wives of the demigods, some of them take birth as gopis in Vrindavan, some of them take birth, same thing, they enter into Krishna's eternal wives, Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati, Kalindi. Krishna has Mitravinda, his different wives. So they also take birth and share that form in order to become purified in serving him. And some take birth as gopis in Vrindavan, and with the association of Matajis, then with the association of the Nitya Siddha gopis, by their association they also become fully purified. So these are sadhakas. So this is being explained in this section of the Bhagavatam. All these personalities, whenever Krishna appears and performs pastime in this material universe, then those devotees who are becoming very advanced and purified, they are asked by the Lord to come down, to take his association, perfect their consciousness, and then go back to the spiritual world. So that is the system. That has to happen to all of us one day. One day we have to become advanced enough that we, hopefully at the end of this life, then we'll enter into the universe where Krishna is residing, and we'll perfect our devotional service. That's what we're aiming for. Make it very clear in your consciousness. Before I became a devotee, there was one saying in English, never board a ship unless you know its destination. So we should live our lives like that. We should know where we're going as devotees, what we are aiming for. And what are we aiming for? We're aiming to re-enter into Krishna's pastimes. You should make that your goal. That should be your goal when you're chanting the Maha Mantra. That should be your goal when you're studying the Bhagavatam and doing your deity worship. Yes, sir.
Looks like when you say demigods are being invited, and demigods are usually Mishri Bhaktas, most of them. So it looks like the ones who are almost pure devotees amongst the demigods, they were invited. Should we understand it that way?
Yeah, you can say it like that. Yeah, I mean, the demigods are like, they're very pure personalities, they're very advanced personalities. Sometimes we deal with the demigods because, you know, Indra makes a mistake, or even Brahma appears to make a mistake. So sometimes, you know, we give Bhagavatam class and you hear devotees say, oh, the demigods did. We're not even as advanced as the demigods. You know, we're not on their level of consciousness. So yeah, the demigods are getting an opportunity. And as you say, it could be those amongst the demigods who are more pure or more advanced, or taking birth specifically because they want to associate with Krishna once again. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, has... Did I read that one?
Yes.
The foremost manifestation of Krishna is Sankarsana, who is known as Ananta. He is the origin of all incarnations within this material world. Previous to the appearance of Lord Krishna, this original Sankarsana will appear as Baladev, just to please the Supreme Lord Krishna in his transcendental pastimes. The potency of the Lord known as Vishnu Maya, who is as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will also appear with Lord Krishna. This potency, acting in different capacities, captivates all the worlds, both material and spiritual. At the request of her master, she will appear with her different potencies in order to execute the work of the Lord. So what is the basic principle? Maha Maya takes us away from Krishna. Yoga Maya brings us closer to Krishna. So that is the principle. So it's up to us who we want to associate with. Do you want to associate with Maha Maya, the material energy, or do you want to associate with Yoga Maya, the spiritual energy? When you desire to come back to Krishna, then Yoga Maya, she facilitates that. When you desire to stay away from Krishna, then Maha Maya, she covers you and pulls you down, so that you will stay away from Krishna. So the choice is ours. Do you want to come close to Krishna? Krishna will facilitate that. Yayatamam prapajante tamstataiva bhajam yaham. As you surrender, I will reward you. According to our consciousness, then we will be affected by the appropriate Maya. In the spiritual world, everyone's just affected by Yoga Maya, the spiritual potency. Okay.
Shukadeva Goswami continued, after thus advising the demigods and pacifying Mother Earth, the very powerful Lord Brahma, who is the master of all other Prajapatis, and is therefore known as Prajapati Pati, returned to his own abode, Brahma Loka.
Srila Prabhupada ki.